You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 16th of April, 2024. The Australian share market fell 1.8% today. It was down as much as 2.1%, closing at 7,612. It hit a low point at 2.1% weaker. That's one of its worst falls so far this year. And it's all because the US economy is just a little bit stronger than people expect, possibly delaying the potential of interest rate cuts there. And the Australian dollar edged lower, closer to 64 US cents as a result. For more, I spoke with Jamie Hanna from Van Eck. Jamie, it's a heavy day of losses for the Australian share market today. Why?
Look, the market's down nearly 2% and it's hitting all sectors. But looking at it from a high-level perspective, it's basically on the back of what's happened in the US. The retail sales in the US were stronger than expected. That's had a negative impact from the US and that's flowed into our market. Also, during the day today, some data came out of China, which was a little bit mixed, and that's also played on a lot of the Asian markets, which has also facilitated the market being weak. So a lot of external factors to Australia today, but overall, it doesn't look like it's too sticky at the moment.
So let's break some of that down. Those better than expected retail sales numbers out of the US, to what extent does it add to the case for a delay in interest rate cuts in the US? And what are the implications as a result?
Look, it's obvious from the retail sales coming out of the US that the US economy is stronger than a lot of people thought it would be at the start of the year. The start of the year, the market as a whole was predicting there'd be 7 interest rate cuts during the year in the US. At the moment, they're pricing in about 2 and a lot of people are pricing in 1. So it means that the US economy being stronger than expected means there's less rate cuts, which also means that inflation is a little bit stickier than what they expected. So it's a bit of a flow-on effect. It's where good news is bad news. Good news that the American economy is doing well, but it also means that everyone's going to be hit with higher interest rates for longer. Hence why the equity markets are pricing it down a bit whenever there's good news coming out of the USA at the moment.
So the other factor you mentioned there was China. I think there was a raft of numbers coming out. One of them, the GDP number, 1.6% in the first quarter reported today. I think the market expected 1.4, so that was better than expected. So what's your take on China?
Look, China's a difficult scenario. You're right. The overall public investment number was up. So the overall GDP number in China, they're targeting 5%. These numbers indicate they'll probably achieve the 5%. But if you drill down into the numbers, a lot of the growth came through public investment. That's the government putting money into infrastructure projects. It's a tried and tested way that governments use to like increase GDP. And it's obviously working in China. But when you look further, you'll notice that the domestic numbers. So their production numbers are down and their retail sales are down, which means that domestic demand is a little bit weaker in China than what you would like. So it's a bit of a two-phase, economic headwind at the moment where you've got, strong government demand, but actually individuals are not doing as well as they would hope they would do, and they're hence not spending as much money as the government would like. Now, this can obviously be good for exports in China, so that, there's pros and cons to all these situations. However, at the moment, individual Chinese are obviously feeling it rather than the government stimulus programs.
One thing you didn't mention, though, is this escalating tensions in the Middle East. How worried are you about that? Is there a potential flow-on effect to investment markets?
There's definitely a potential for flow-on effects, but at the moment, you can't influence this policy. So we're waiting to see if there's any retaliation from Israel or if there's further escalation from Iran. It's largely outside of the market's control, this one. This isn't something that, can influence it. This is geopolitically driven. So, yes, if something does escalate there, then it's going to have a big flow-on effect into the market. It'll hit the equity markets. The price of oil will obviously rally if, there's any fallout within the Middle East, which then influences the price of petrol, influences anything that's, produced by oil. So it'll increase inflation. So no scenario in terms of escalation in the Middle East is good for any investment or anyone's, spending power. So really, we don't want any escalation in the Middle East further than what has already occurred.
So everything you've spoken about, how's that also playing out on the currency markets? Because the Australian dollar's taken a bit of a tumble in recent days.
Yeah, look, the Aussie dollar's at one of its weakest points over the last few months at the moment. It's still, you know, around 64 cents against the US. But it's not necessarily weakness in the Aussie dollar. It's really strength of the US dollar. If you look at all the currencies around the world, all the main currencies, they're all looking weak against the US dollar, which indicates that people are buying more US dollar as a bit of a safe haven against any of the geopolitical risks or against any of the data coming out around the world. So it's really the US strengthening rather than the Aussie dollar weakening.
Okay, when we talk about the markets, you know, it's taken a bit of a tumble today, a bit of a tumble in recent days. But if we put this in perspective, US shares are up 28% since the October low. Global shares are up 25% since that same time. Australian shares around 17%. Were we just due for a pullback?
Look, markets are always cyclical and, you know, you will get up and down times. At the moment, though, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a correction. We had such a good run and it was really driven by a lot of the big tech companies in the US. Right. If you take out and strip out a lot of the big tech companies, the Amazons, the Googles and the like, you will find that the growth wasn't as strong as what's indicated by those headline numbers. But if we look in Australia, we've had some solid growth and some of the numbers in our earnings season have backed up these multiples. So this is part of the problem. Some of the growth is so strong and the numbers, you know, are astronomical in a way. But if the companies are continuing to increase their earnings, then, you know, maybe those multiples that we're getting, you know, are valid. That said, we're in a bit of a period right now where there's a little bit more volatility in the market. So we're getting some bigger moves on a day-to-day basis. When volatility enters the market, you generally find that it hangs around for a little bit longer. So at the moment, it's not a correction, but we're certainly seeing just more volatility in the market.
Any specific companies making news that you've been keeping an eye on today?
Look, I mean, today, you know, the number one story out of the Australian companies is Star Entertainment Group. Really disappointing what we're reading from, you know, some of the first day of hearing yesterday. And it's certainly, you know, played out on the Star Entertainment Group's share price today. You know, at the moment, I can see it down around 12%. So, look, there's a lot more to come on that front. But certainly the news doesn't look good on the face of it, but we haven't really heard directly from the company yet to put their case forward. So, you know, more to play out on that front, but certainly not good for any investors at the moment in that area.
And that's also on the case of it being suitable to hold its Sydney casino license, that inquiry there. Finally, given everything we've spoken about, I mean, my take, given your tone, is that you're not too worried about things. Are there any opportunities for investors at the moment?
Yeah, look, there's always opportunities. Look, geopolitical risks can play out at any time. You can't necessarily allow for them because you never know when they're going to occur. So it's always good to have a well-diversified portfolio. And now I would say the geopolitical risks are picking up. But in terms of opportunities, the last time we chatted, I did indicate that gold equities were looking relatively cheap against the gold price. Now, gold itself, actual physical gold, has pushed up, you know, to some all-time highs. It's sitting at $2,300+ US dollars per ounce at the moment. But over the past month, gold equities have rallied about 20%, but they are still considerably undervalued compared to other, the price of gold and the cost of production. So they're producing gold somewhere in the range of like $1,400 to $1,600 US, and they're getting $2,300. So all this upside we've seen in the gold price recently hasn't really materialized in terms of really good upside in the gold equity market. So certainly something to have a look at, certainly risk involved in any gold investment. But at the moment, I would say in terms of value in the equity markets, I'd say that gold equities are probably one to look at.
That's Jamie Hanna there from VanEck.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.